Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is NASCAR Coast to Coast, presented by Whelan, also brought to you by Hercules Tires. Now, with the latest NASCAR local, regional, touring, and international racing news and views, here are Hannah Newhouse and Kyle Rickey.
Welcome to NASCAR Coast to Coast here on the Motor Racing Network. It was a busy weekend for a lot of us. Kyle, we went down to Texas. Again, we are recording this on a Tuesday evening, and as of right now, our friends have not raced yet at the Texas Motor Speedway. We've been joking about it, but this panned out perfect for us, Kyle, in working that truck race. As we were leaving to go to the airport, it started raining, and as of right now, I don't think it has stopped raining.
Yeah, you got a feel for Doug Rice and the gang at the Performance Racing Network, because they've been there since Friday, because they did the Xfinity race on Saturday as we were flying in. We did the truck race on Sunday morning on air at, 11:30 Eastern time, 12 o'clock green flag. Somehow, after 10 cautions and one red flag, I was able to catch my 4 o'clock flight out of Dallas to Charlotte and then ultimately back up here to New England. And as we sit here, almost 48 hours later, they have turned, 52 laps, I believe, in the NASCAR Cup Series race. A race that started under wet conditions, but they were able to get a few laps in, had a couple of early caution flags. Harvick got the outside wall, and then unfortunately, like you mentioned, as you guys were heading out of the track after the truck race, the heavens opened up, and it hasn't stopped since. And oh, by the way, it's 37 degrees there right now as we speak.
Yeah, a lot of the guys have been on social media saying they've pretty much bought Walmart out of undergarments and such to stay clean. Hopefully they don't have to make yet another trip to the local Walmart there. My idea, Kyle, was that we should have all of the guys stage in the parking lot of Texas Motor Speedway, all the Cup drivers in their rental cars, their spotters are in the passenger seat as navigators, throw the green flag, first one to Martinsville wins.
I like it. I like it. That's a little more than 500 miles, but you have 4 days to get there. So, let's do it. I like some of the tweets of the Cup guys in their motorhomes trying to figure out how to run the washer and dryer, because it's something that they've never had to really deal with before. But because, the wives and the girlfriends, for the most part, aren't still allowed to be at the racetrack, the drivers are usually at the track since we resumed racing a day or less, not 3 or 4, or hopefully not, but maybe 5 days by the time we get this race in. So they're trying to figure out, they're on the phone with, their wives and girlfriends trying to figure out how to run the washer and dryer that they have never touched before until this weekend.
Gotta love it. It's like a bunch of college boys once again,
right.
First time. But speaking of, I don't want to say college boys, but young kids out on the West Coast where the weather was beautiful this weekend. The ARCA Menards Series West was very busy. We talked about it last week. They were going into a doubleheader weekend, starting things off on Friday at All-American Speedway at Roseville, where it never seems to fail at these short tracks out on the West Coast, such as your Meridian Speedways and your All-American Speedways. It comes down to that last lap, the last corner. And if you ask me, Taylor Gray left the door open. He went into the final lap. Maybe just got a little tight through the center, left the door open. Gio Selzy took full advantage of it, put his Toyota Camry down there on the bottom, wiggled up, slid him up into the up groove, and collected his first ARCA Menards West Series victory. Good, hard, short track racing. Cool to see the driver that we've talked about so many times that's come over from the dirt world, to some sense, get that first win in his rookie season here.
Yeah, and from a family that's come from the NHRA drag racing world. So he obviously got that first win. Taylor Gray, unfortunately, did spin after that contact in turn one on the final lap, ended up in the seventh spot. But good to see a first-time winner on the West Coast. I believe he only ran a handful of races this season out there on – or not Gio Selzy, Taylor Gray, talking about Taylor because he also won later in the weekend. But good for Gio. Todd Souza, how about that? He's a second-place run, I believe a career – best for him. Trevor Huddleston, Jesse Love, Blaine Perkins rounding out the top five. That was Friday night, part one at All American Speedway. And then again, part of the whole rescheduling because of the pandemic, 48 hours later, they were back on track.
And Taylor Gray took that opportunity at Kern County Raceway Park on Sunday for some redemption. He collected the win there again, his first ARC Menards Series. Yep. West race, you'd mentioned it, Kyle, select schedule out of DGR Crosley, going back and forth on the East and West Coast. Mason Diaz as well went out there, came home second, followed by Blaine Perkins. Diaz, actually cool deal, coming home was tweeted by Sam Hunt, who we know from the series, who now owns an Xfinity team. He'll be racing at Martinsville and Phoenix in the Xfinity series. But busy weekend for the ARC Menards Series West. Short tracks as well were busy. We saw the Cars Tour round out their season finale at Greenville Pickens for the North-South Shootout. Big purse on the line. And, hey, familiar name in Victory Lane. We're going to talk to him here shortly. Josh Berry collects a big paycheck, a big win, on top of some exciting news.
I was going to say, a big week for Josh, who was crowned the 2020 Division One Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series Champion, his first title under that banner. So wins the title, follows it up, 48 hours later? Not even that, I don't think. Maybe less than 24 hours later with the phone call from Dale Earnhardt Jr. live on Sirius XM Radio that he is going to run next year in the NASCAR Xfinity Series part-time for Junior Motorsports, and I believe 14 starts, and then goes to Greenville Pickens and takes down that Cars Tour season finale win. So he has a lot to talk about. Thankfully, he's going to join us here in just a moment.
And that being said, we're going to take a quick break, dial up Josh Berry, and have lots to talk about with him here on NASCAR Coast to Coast.
Whelan designs and manufactures reliable and powerful warning lights, white illumination lighting, sirens, controllers, and high-powered warning systems for automotive, aviation, and mass notification industries worldwide. Every part of every Whelan product is proudly designed and manufactured in America and is tested on site to meet the toughest industry certifications on the road, in the air, and around the world. Whelan is trusted to be seen, trusted to be heard, trusted to perform.
Sir, are you aware you were going 40 miles an hour? This is a residential area.
Sure, but I'm on my lawnmower. Wait, am I getting a ticket?
No, I've just never seen anyone top 9 miles an hour on one of those bad boys. And mow their entire lawn in 30 seconds? What got into you?
Well, I did fuel up at Sunoco this morning.
At Sunoco, we know how to fuel peak performance. We've been doing it for American racing for over 50 years. Fuel your best.
Citywide to countryside. Whatever you drive, wherever you go, Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. Go to HerculesTire.com. There you can find the nearest authorized Hercules retail location to you. Plus, you can use the tire tracker to find out which Hercules tire fits your vehicle the best. That's HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires. Ride on our strength.
Back to NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Whelan and by Hercules Tires. Here are Hannah Newhouse and Kyle Rickey.
Well, it's been a busy week for short track racer Josh Berry. Was recently announced that he had collected the Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series Championship, then found out some news that you'd be racing Xfinity Series next year for Junior Motorsports from your boss, and round off your week from collecting a win at Greenville Pickens, capping off the Cars Tour. Josh, first off, thanks for joining us, and have you had a moment to breathe yet? Take in the events of the last week or so.
Not really, to be honest. It's just been, just an amazing week. I really can't put into words what it's been like. Obviously, first off, like the Advanced Auto Parts National Weekly Series Championship was pretty cool. That was a bucket list item that we wanted to check off, and we had an amazing season leading up to that. And then the Xfinity deal kind of gets dropped on me. I had no idea that it was coming. Just was a total shock. And then right after that, we went racing again. So I'm still looking forward to the next couple weeks here to slow down a little bit and take it all in.
When did the weekly title, the national title, become a checklist, bucket list item? I mean, before the incident at Ace and the car's suspension and all that, was the weekly series championship even on your mind at that point, which is still, I believe, the first week of June?
No, I can't really say that I don't think it was. You know, the weekly series championship, I mean, that's obviously, I mean, I've seen some, you know, great drivers like, you know, Phillip and Lee and all them accomplish that and seen kind of followed along with it. But really, it's just not been anything that we felt like was possible to work out with our program. You know, we really just typically don't race that much. Like I said, it's a big commitment if you go for it, and just how we are, if we wanted to set that as a goal, then we really didn't want to, you know, not fully go after it. So the suspension obviously played a part in it. You know, if we were in the Cards Tour points battle, we wouldn't have gone that direction, but it was mainly just the schedules between the Cars Tour. Their schedule was very backloaded in August, September. So that kind of just left us in June and July. Hickory was racing every week. We felt like we needed to be racing. It was important to our program to go race, not only for myself, but for Connor Mozak as well. So we just kind of started racing there. And the points started back up, I think, in the middle of June. Yeah. And we won both nights, the first night they were open, and that kind of got the ball rolling on it. And we just was just really just waiting to see when the points come out and see where we were at and what direction we wanted to go.
And that being said, too, 30-plus wins for you guys over the season. I mean, that's something that you see people talk about in their entire career when you read someone's hero card, but you guys did it in a single season. And we've talked to you many times collecting wins from prestigious races to local championships, but this year a little bit different. You were able to have your daughter there at a lot of the races to collect this national championship with everything that's happened. How cool was it to get to share that experience with not only your wife, but your daughter as well?
Yeah, it was amazing, really. Like, we raced a lot of Hickory, so she got to come a lot, and she just to watch her take everything in and watch the cars go by. I remember the first time we took her, it actually rained out, and she's just watching the tow trucks go around like, what is this? You know, so she is definitely absorbing it all in, and now I feel like she's a regular at the racetrack. She's got it down pat. She's learning to look at the cameras and stuff when we get her picture made, and she's doing pretty well.
So you won the championship by 28 points over Peyton Sellers, pretty much had it wrapped up because I think they take the top 14 finishes. I mean, there's quite a math equation that goes into determining this championship, but had it wrapped up going into the final weekend. At what point do you start to look and say, hey, we're contending for this here?
When the points first come out, which they were a little bit delayed, it took a little time for them to come out. Once we did, I believe we were, I want to say in the top five, if not the top three. And it was kind of funny though. The points are confused, a little bit confusing, and maybe not confusing, but complicated. It takes a little bit to figure out how exactly they work. And with the drop weeks and everything, you can kind of, honestly, I used a little bit of my experience from my racing and knowing how that their point systems on there worked, made me a little spreadsheet of where our finishes were and what we had. And I mean, I just felt like all we needed was time before we would get up there. And then we got going really, really good at the end of August. The last week in August, we won both features at Hickory and both features at Southern National on Sunday. And then that put us in the lead. And then after that, it was just about maintaining it. You know, one thing that really kind of caught me off, I didn't realize how important it was the starting positions deal. You know, there was bonus points on the line if you started ninth or worse, or fifth, eighth, and then ninth or worse. And we quickly realized how important that was and how, you know, that could play a big factor in it. So, you know, towards the last few weeks, that was something we definitely paid attention to.
And from a fan side of things, those inverts and starting a little bit farther back is definitely more entertaining. But as we know, running into a series like the Cars Tour and starting straight up, sometimes it's a little tricky to maneuver some of the cars in front of you. But Josh, you've gotten these wins now. You've had your Cars Tour championships, the national championship as well. As a voice that's big in the short track racing world, you've helped a lot of drivers come up through the ranks as well from the junior motorsports side of things. And we've seen you get that opportunity a couple times just here and there with the Xfinity Series. But after the year you've had, to hear the news that you're going to get that chance ultimately to move up into the Xfinity Series, get, you know, a good amount of races underneath your belt, get the flow going with a crew chief, how does that make you feel being one of the true short track racers, getting an opportunity? Because it's so rare anymore.
Yeah, it's just really amazing. Like I said, it was definitely a bit of a surprise for me, but it's just amazing how much different you feel knowing that you're going to get, you know, 12, 14 races, however we end up working it out. It's just a totally different mindset than if you just know you're getting one or two. You just feel so much more confident and calm about it. I mean, I just feel like, I mean, it's for someone like me, it's literally a best case scenario. It's a good amount of races. They're all back to back, you know, and I'm going to be able to work with that group of guys every week and over the course of 2 or 3 months. And I mean, it's just a huge opportunity. Like I said, I just can't thank everybody at Junior Motorsports enough. Dale and Kelly LW have been great to me. And I mean, really in this deal, they, you know, really believe in me and want to give me an opportunity, feel like I've earned a shot. And, you know, I mean, I feel like I have too. I think we've done a lot of great things together, and, you know, it's just been truly, truly amazing experience. And like I said, this past week with everything that's gone on, it's just been unbelievable.
It was fun to watch the video on the Junior Motorsports social media pages. Bring us into that moment when Junior jumps on the interview that you were in the middle of with one of our cohorts, Dave Moody on Sirius XM NASCAR radio. And I mean, right there on the air, here's, you know, a good chunk of your deal for 2021, and it's in NASCAR's national spotlight.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, like I said, it was just a crazy moment, really. I'm not gonna lie, I thought something was kind of funny because they started filming me, which I thought was unusual because they hadn't been doing that. So I could tell that they were, I could kind of tell something was coming, but I mean, like I said, I had no idea. You know, my reaction would have been the same, whether if it was one race or 100 races. You know, getting those opportunities is huge, and I know how hard it is to make that happen. And so just to be able to get that, like I said, I just really didn't even have a clue. I mean, even, you know, in my other opportunities that I've gotten with them in the Xfinity Series, you know, I've kind of known that it was a possibility, or kind of we had worked through it. This time, really, I had heard a couple, you know, people – within the shop say like, hey, you're driving for us, you know, but I mean, people just say that, you know, and for it to actually come about, like I said, it was, just crazy experience. I'm so excited to be a part of that team, and so excited to get to racing.
And if you guys haven't seen it, there is a glass wall at the Dirty Mo studio that they've got the cars behind that people can see it. Josh was on the inside of it, and Kelly is in the background of the glass wall, excited. And then she was there to greet you and give you a hug. It's been cool to see, you know, your guys' relationship really evolve from more than just, you know, a car owner driver relationship. We're almost to the off season, which is crazy to think because I feel like we just started it. You had the big win this last weekend. What does the rest of the season ultimately look like for you now that you've, you know, checked your bucket list off here?
Yeah, to be honest, for the next few weeks, we're going to take it easy. We've been racing a ton. I think I've raced every weekend maybe since May. It's pretty close. We've been pretty much going every weekend since then, because as soon as we decided that the national championship was a goal for us, we just knew that we had to race. That was the – if you're going to win that deal, you got to go after it. You can't make up points or score points from home. So we knew we had to go race sometimes twice a weekend. And so we've just been extremely busy there. You know, thankfully had an amazing year on that side of things. So, I mean, the next few weeks, we're going to try to take it easy and kind of still do some organization and stuff at our shop from all the racing we've been doing. And we might pick out one or two shows, you know, towards the middle end of November to go do. But like I said, at this point, we're really just going to take it easy for a couple weeks, to be honest.
I was going to ask, I know Nashville's got their big event this weekend, Pensacola, obviously with the Snowball Derby. Is there any interest in, you know, obviously maybe not this weekend in Nashville as it's, you know, 48 hours away, but jumping in the Snowball Derby ride, potentially either in the Pro Late Model Snowflake or the Snowball Super Late Model?
Yeah, no, it's something that I would, you know, I'd love to do. I did last year, and it was an amazing experience. I had a lot of fun doing it. The you know, Derby qualifying was so much fun, and you know, like I said, it's just, that's just a big financial commitment to try to put together. You know, if the right opportunity come about, you know, I would consider doing it, but really at this point, it's just, I feel like, I just got to put a lot of focus on that Xfinity deal next year, get ready for that and just everything with Junior Motorsports. So at this point, no, but you never know what could come up.
And last question here for you, speaking of getting ready for next year, you're obviously extremely hands-on with your late model stock program, and as well as the other drivers, Connor Mossack as well, being both driver coach and your hands-on during the week. How hands-on are you going to be allowed to be with your Xfinity program? Because you're the kind of guy that likes to get in there, help wrench on them, and, you know, you've got that communication. But how allowed and involved are you allowed to be?
You know, it's tough. That's going to be a little bit different. I think that's a lot of that stuff we have yet to discuss. But, you know, the initial thing is we kind of want to keep our late model program the same. That way, you know, if I'm off from the Xfinity car or whatever, or I can go race and just stay in the seat. So I think we're going to try to keep everything as close to the same for me as it has been, except, you know, on Saturdays I'll be running the Xfinity car. So we're going to still try to keep me involved in the late model program, and I want to be a part of that, and I think that's important to my success on Saturdays. I think you know, working on the race cars is something is something very important to me. I enjoy doing it, and so I think doing that during the week and then going racing is just going to make things more normal. I mean, the Xfinity side of things is a lot different. I mean, they have people over there that are fully capable of getting those cars ready, and so we're just going to kind of learn and, you know, but learn as we go. But yeah, I'm looking forward to doing it for sure.
Awesome. Well, again, Josh, congratulations on, I mean, everything, your entire 2020 here. Enjoy your next couple weeks off, and I'm sure we'll talk to you over the off season.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Again, that's Josh Berry, your Advanced Auto Parts Weekly National Champion, as well as the winner this past weekend in the Cars Tour at Greensville Pickens. When we return, though, we've got your Wheel and Engineering Short Track Spotlight of the Week.
Citywide to countryside. Whatever you drive, wherever you go, Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. Go to HerculesTire.com. There you can find the nearest authorized Hercules retail location to you. Plus, you can use the tire tracker to find out which Hercules tire fits your vehicle the best. That's HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires. Ride on our strength. Whelan designs and manufactures reliable and powerful warning lights, white illumination lighting, sirens, controllers, and high-powered warning systems for automotive, aviation, and mass notification industries worldwide. Every part of every Whelan product is proudly designed and manufactured in America and is tested on site to meet the toughest industry certifications. On the road, in the air, and around the world, Whelan is trusted to be seen, trusted to be heard, trusted to perform.
Back to NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Whelan and by Hercules Tires. Here are Hannah Newhouse and Kyle Rickey.
Each and every week here on NASCAR Coast to Coast, we get the opportunity to spotlight one of NASCAR's short tracks across the country, brought to you by Whelan Engineering. And this week, we are spotlighting Hickory Motor Speedway right outside of the Charlotte, North Carolina area here. It is a small banked asphalt oval, but it opened in 1951 as a half-mile dirt track, and it wasn't until 1967 that they reconfigured it to its current size and paved it. It's often branded as the birthplace of NASCAR stars and the world's most famous short tracks, as a lot of familiar names made their names on that short track. Junior Johnson, Ned Jarrett, Ralph Earnhardt were just a few of the track champions in the 50s. Earnhardt won 5 championships in a row there. NASCAR's first Cup Series race there was at 1953 with Tim Flock winning, and some familiar names of other track champions include Jack Ingram, Harry Gant, Tommy Houston, Josh Berry, and most recently in 2019, Thomas Bean. Both Ralph Earnhardt and John Settlemyer are tied for the most track championships there with 5 each. Cup Series winners including Lee and Richard Petty both, David Pearson, Joe Weatherly. And the final Cup race was won there by Tiny Lund in 1971. Great short track right outside of the area. If you are there, we highly suggest getting out there. Lots of great racing action. I've raced there myself, and it is by far one of the most interesting racetracks. Lots of characteristics, hard, rough, tough racing. And Kyle, I'll bring you in this. I think that's one of the reasons that they say that names are built there, because it has the characteristics of an old racetrack that requires these drivers to be up on the wheel, and man, they race each other hard there.
Yeah, it's a great little short track in NASCAR country down there, just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. When I was based down there, had the opportunity to go there many a times. A great legendary racetrack. I remember one of the first ever Busch Series races I ever watched on television back in the day. 26 caution flags. The track came up at like in turn one and turn three. It was a mess. That's kind of my first memory of Hickory, but like you mentioned, great late model program there.
And another thing that I love out there is they have deep fried Oreos. I don't know if you've ever had those, but I can't seem to find them at other racetracks. So good.
I have.
I would go there just for the deep fried Oreos. And then like the racing is just a bonus. It's great.
I think that's why Postman goes there as well.
Yes.
Deep fried Oreos.
Yes. It's short track food, man. It's all good.
Whelan designs and manufactures reliable and powerful warning lights, white illumination lighting, sirens, controllers, and high-powered warning systems for automotive, aviation, and mass notification industries worldwide. Every part of every Whelan product is proudly designed and manufactured in America and is tested on site to meet the toughest industry certifications on the road, in the air, and around the world. Whelan is trusted to be seen, trusted to be heard, trusted to perform. Citywide to countryside. Whatever you drive, wherever you go, Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. Go to HerculesTire.com. There you can find the nearest authorized Hercules retail location to you. Plus, you can use the tire tracker to find out which Hercules tire fits your vehicle the best. That's HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires. Ride on our strength.
Back to NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Whelan and by Hercules Tires. Here are Hannah Newhouse and Kyle Rickey.
Well, we talked about it at the beginning of the show, busy weekend for the ARCA Menards West Series, those winners being Gio Selzy and Taylor Gray. They've got one more weekend slated up, though, just 2 weeks away, where they'll crown their champion at Phoenix International Raceway, part of the championship weekend for NASCAR's National Series. And as of right now, Jesse Love, the rookie, leading the points over Blaine Perkins. Gracie Trotter, 14 points between Perkins and Love. It's going to come down to it. Going to be a good race at Phoenix, Kyle. But we talked about the Cars Tour also this weekend, crowning their champion at Greenville Pickens Speedway. Josh Berry collected the check, but it was Jared Fryer who won that late model stock division championship. We're continuing to crown more and more champions, and as well as some big races now. It seems to be big race season, as we like to call it. A lot of money on the line.
Yeah, we're down to one championship left here, at least in the NASCAR ARCA realm, and most of the touring series have wrapped up. The Tri-Track Modified Tour raced last weekend at the Stafford Motor Speedway. 52 cars were on hand. Chase Dowling picked up the win there at Stafford. Just making that field was a feat. The October Classic for the Spear Southwest Tour raced last weekend at Kern County, part of the West Series event. Derek Thorne picked up the win there over Jace Hansen and Christian McGee. And then this weekend, the All-American 400 at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. And some drivers that we know from the NASCAR local tracks are entered in both of the events. 36 cars entered for the Pro Late Model 100. Drivers like Kaden Lapcevich, Derek Thorne, Stephen Nassy, Mason Mingus. 37 cars right now entered for the 300-lap Super Late Model event, like a Carson Hocevar, Hunter Robbins, Bubba Pollard, who we've had on the show this year. Chandler Smith, who's fresh off an event in Texas at KBM. Brittany Zamora's in the race. Stephen Nassy. So going to be a big weekend at Nashville Fairground Speedway. Love the All-American 400 weekend. Hard to believe it's already the 36th annual. I remember, like, I think the first or second one live on TNN Motorsports. That's how old I am, Hannah Newhouse.
I'd say, yeah, I remember that too.
No, you don't. You weren't born yet.
Yeah, no, definitely not. We talked about Phoenix a little bit, and we always talk about how it's cool to see some of our drivers within the weekly series or our regional touring divisions make those trips, whether it's to the Canadian Pinty Series, down to NASCAR Mexico Series, or even across the pond to the NASCAR Euro Series, like our friend Julia Landauer has been doing. I'm pretty sure she's just decided she's living out there at the point. Again, the Euro Series has had a crazy schedule. doing double header weekends, combining a couple different weeks with breaks in between. They just actually had a schedule change. They were going to be racing in the Czech Republic now, having changed venues. But for the Phoenix race coming up for the ARK Menards West Series, they're actually sending one of their guys over here to race one of Bill McAnally Racing's Toyota Camrys. Alex Sedgwick, who was part of the NASCAR Euro Series, is going to make his debut in the ARK Menards West Series. And again, I love this intermixing of series that we see. We've seen Noah Gregson go run the Pinty Series, as well as Julia. Riley Herbst has made starts in the NASCAR Pinty Series. We had Ruben Garcia run double duty in the NASCAR Peak Mexico Series and ARK Menards Series East last year, pulling double duty for two championships. It's cool to see them double dip like this. But Kyle, we only have a couple weeks left here of NASCAR Coast to Coast and our Euro Series friends, I believe, as well as our Peak Mexico Series friends, do not crown champions until about mid-December.
Yeah, I think the NASCAR Wheel and Euro Series goes to almost Christmas, or like the week before Christmas. And you mentioned Julia just simply kind of moving out there. I mean, do you blame her? I mean,
I don't blame her at all.
No doubt. A nice part of the world. And you mentioned the ARCA West finale coming up November 7th, the Arizona Lottery 100. You mentioned Sedgwick's coming over from Europe. Going to be a great field, and it can be heard here on the Motor Racing Network. We'll have live coverage at 1 o'clock Eastern time on that afternoon. I believe that's, what, 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning out there in Phoenix, Arizona time. So hopefully it's warmer there than in Texas right now. Also, a quick shout-out to Ryan Vargas, a driver that we've had on the show several times. Grew up in late model and super late model competition on the West Coast, a winner of the Wendell Scott Trail Blazer Award that is handed out to a weekly competitor, just about every season at the banquet, or maybe this year virtually. He had a top 10 effort this past weekend in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for JD Motorsports at the Texas Motor Speedway, finished eighth with his new sponsor from a couple of weeks ago at an app called TikTok. Yeah, you don't want to see that again. Once is enough.
I know, for all of our people that are listening on digital and not watching, you'll have to make sure you get on NASCAR Coast to Coast on the Motor Racing Network's Facebook page and see the opening part of this show if you, again, didn't see it digitally, because Kyle Ricci maybe denied that he doesn't know what TikTok is, but his moves say differently. He definitely knows what TikTok is. Kyle, I would subscribe to your TikTok page.
Yeah, I had a TikTok page and no one subscribed, so I got rid of it.
Oh, well, that's sad. That's really sad. All right, well, guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in here to NASCAR Coast to Coast. Congratulations to Josh Berry once again, and thanks for coming on and hanging out with us today. For Kyle Ricci, Hannah Newhouse, we'll see you guys next week here on NASCAR Coast to Coast.
You've been listening to NASCAR Coast to Coast, presented by Whelan, also brought to you by Hercules Tires. NASCAR Coast to Coast is a production of the Motor Racing Network, all rights reserved.